What's up, Growth Buzzers? It's your host, Giovanni, and you're tuned in to another exciting episode of Growth Buzz. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that I know many of you are super pumped about, how to take your business from startup to scale up. And boy, do we have a treat for you. Joining us is the B2B marketing wizard himself, William. How's it going, William?
Hey, Giovanni. I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Awesome to have you, bro. Before we jump into the business talk, I have to ask, what's your go-to playlist when you're grinding on a big project?
You caught me. I'm all about that 80s rock when I'm in the zone. Nothing like some Bon Jovi to get the creative juices flowing.
Laughs, living on a prayer, huh? I dig it. All right, let's dive in. We've got a ton of listeners out there who are either just starting their business journey or looking to level up. What's the first thing they should be thinking about?
Great question, Giovanni. The first thing I always tell entrepreneurs is to get crystal clear on their value proposition. What makes your business special? Why should customers choose you over the competition? It sounds simple, but you'd be amazed how many businesses struggle with this.
For real? How do you suggest they figure that out?
It's all about getting to know your customers inside and out. Get out there, talk to them, understand their pain points. Then, look at how your product or service solves those problems uniquely. That's your secret sauce.
Love it. So once they have nailed that down, what's the next move?
The next big step is creating a solid growth strategy. This isn't just about dreaming big. It's about mapping out how you're going to make those dreams a reality. Are you focusing on getting new customers? Expanding into new markets? Launching new products? You need a game plan.
Makes sense, but let's keep it real for a sec. A lot of our listeners are probably thinking, sounds great, but I'm working with pennies here. Any tips for growing when you're on a tight budget?
Absolutely. One of the most cost-effective ways to grow is through partnerships. Look for businesses that complement yours, but aren't direct competitors. You can cross-promote each other's services, share resources, even team up on projects. It's a great way to expand your reach without breaking the bank.
That's smart. Got any real-world examples you can share?
Sure thing. I once worked with a small software company that partnered with a local business consultant. The software company hooked up the consultant's clients with a sweet discount. And in return, the consultant recommended the software to all his clients. Win-win for both. And it didn't cost them a dime in marketing.
That's genius. Okay, so we've covered value proposition, growth strategy, and partnerships. What's another key area businesses should focus on when trying to scale?
Without a doubt, it's building a rockstar team. As you grow, you can't do everything yourself. You need to surround yourself with talented people who share your vision and can help take your business to the next level.
That makes sense. But hiring can be expensive, right? How can small businesses compete for top talent?
Great point. It's not always about throwing around the biggest salaries. Many talented people are drawn to startups because of the chance to make a real impact. Be clear about your vision, offer flexibility, and create a culture that people want to be part of. That can be just as attractive as a fat paycheck.
I like that approach. All right, we're about a third of the way through our chat. How about we take a quick breather? When we come back, I want to dig into some specific marketing strategies for scaling up. Sound good?
Sounds great, Giovanni. I've got some juicy tips to share.
And we're back with William, our B2B marketing guru, talking all about scaling up your business. All right, William, let's talk marketing. What are some strategies that really move the needle for small businesses looking to grow?
Content marketing is huge, Giovanni. Creating valuable, relevant content that addresses your customers' pain points can really establish you as a go-to expert in your field. This could be blog posts, videos, podcasts, whatever format resonates with your audience.
That's interesting. Any tips for businesses just dipping their toes into content marketing?
Start by really understanding your audience. What questions are they asking? What problems are they trying to solve? Then, create content that answers those questions and solves those problems. And be consistent. It's better to put out one killer piece of content a week than to churn out a bunch of mediocre stuff.
Solid advice. And what about social media? It seems like every business is trying to be an influencer these days.
Social media can be powerful, but it's easy to spread yourself too thin. I always advise businesses to pick one or two platforms where their audience is most active and focus on those. It's better to have a strong presence on one platform than a weak presence on five.
Makes sense. Any other marketing strategies you've seen work well for scaling businesses?
Email marketing is often overlooked, but it's still one of the most effective channels out there. Building an email list of engaged customers and prospects can be a game changer.
Really? I thought email was kind of old school.
It might not be the shiniest new toy, but it works. The key is to provide real value in your emails, not just constant sales pitches. Share useful content, exclusive offers, behind-the-scenes glimpses of your business. Make your subscribers feel like VIPs.
I dig that approach. Okay, let's switch gears a bit. We've talked a lot about external factors, marketing, partnerships, etc. But what about the internal stuff? How important are those when scaling up?
They're crucial, Giovanni. As you grow, you need systems and processes that can grow with you. This might mean investing in better software, documenting your procedures, or even restructuring your team.
Can you break that down with an example?
Sure. I worked with a company that was growing like crazy, but their customer service was starting to suffer because they couldn't keep up with all the inquiries. We helped them set up a customer relationship management, CRM system, and create a knowledge base for common questions. It streamlined their processes and allowed them to keep providing great service as they grew.
That's awesome. It seems like there's so much to think about when scaling up. How do you advise businesses to prioritize?
It can definitely feel overwhelming. I always recommend focusing on what I call the growth levers, the areas that will have the biggest impact on your business. This might be different for every company, but often includes things like customer acquisition cost, customer lifetime value, and conversion rates. Identify your key metrics and focus on improving those.
That makes a lot of sense. Now let's talk about something that I know keeps a lot of business owners up at night, managing cash flow as you're trying to grow. Any tips?
Cash flow is the lifeblood of any business, especially when you're scaling. One strategy I often recommend is to focus on reducing your cash conversion cycle. That's the time between when you spend money and when you get paid. Negotiate better terms with suppliers, incentivize early payments from customers, and consider offering a discount for annual subscriptions if you're in a subscription-based business.
Those are some solid tips. Like, what about funding? A lot of our listeners are probably wondering if they need to seek outside investment to scale.
That's a great question, Giovanni. The truth is, not every business needs outside funding to scale. It really depends on your business model and growth plans. If you can fund growth through revenue, that's often the best route. But if you're in a market where you need to grow quickly to capture market share, or if you have capital-intensive needs, then seeking investment might make sense.
Makes sense. So how do you know which route to take?
It comes down to really understanding your numbers and your market. Look at your growth rate, your margins, and how much capital you need to achieve your goals. Also, consider the trade-offs. Outside funding can accelerate growth, but it also means giving up some control and answering to investors.
That's a lot to think about. Okay, we're about two-thirds through our chat. Let's lighten things up a bit. What's the funniest or most unexpected challenge you've faced when helping a business scale?
Oh man, there have been a few. But one that stands out was a client who was scaling so fast, they literally outgrew their office space overnight. We came in one morning to find people working in hallways and closets. We ended up renting the coffee shop next door for a week while we sorted out new office space. Sometimes growth comes at you fast.
That's hilarious. I bet that made for some interesting team bonding. All right, as we start to wrap up, let's do a quick lightning round. I'll give you a common scaling challenge. You give me a quick tip to address it. Ready?
Let's do it.
Maintaining company culture as you grow.
Document your values early and make them a key part of your hiring and onboarding process. Culture needs to be intentional as you scale.
Dealing with increased competition.
Double down on what makes you unique. Don't get distracted trying to copy competitors. Focus on your strengths.
Scaling customer support.
Invest in self-service options like a robust FAQ and knowledge base. This can handle a lot of common questions and free up your team for more complex issues.
Managing a remote team.
Over-communicate, use collaboration tools effectively, and create opportunities for virtual team bonding.
Those are some great tips. Okay, we're coming up on our last few minutes. What's the one piece of advice you'd give to a small business owner who's feeling stuck and unsure how to grow?
Great question to wrap up with, Giovanni. I'd say, don't be afraid to ask for help. Whether it's joining a mastermind group, hiring a coach, or even just reaching out to other entrepreneurs in your network. Sometimes, an outside perspective is exactly what you need to break through and take your business to the next level. And remember, every big business started small. Your journey to scaling up starts with a single step.
That's fantastic advice, William. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us today. It's been an incredible conversation.
Thanks for having me, Giovanni. It's been a blast.
And there you have it, growth buzzers. We've covered a ton of ground today on how to take your business from startup to scale up. I hope you found this conversation as enlightening as I have. Remember, if you enjoyed this episode, smash that subscribe button and leave us a review. Your support helps us keep bringing you top-notch content and amazing guests like William. Got questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes? hit us up on social media or through our website. We love hearing from you. Until next time, this is Giovanni signing off. Keep hustling, keep growing, and remember, your next level is just around the corner. Peace out, growth buzzers.